Welcome to the Spirituality What? Podcast, where we explore the mysteries, joys, and challenges of being spiritual beings navigating our unpredictable human experience we call life here on planet Earth. I'm your friendly guide, Rebecca, ready to jump into our adventure of the day. Hello, and welcome back to the Spirituality What? Podcast. This is Rebecca. I am here on this Wednesday to bring you another two-part episode, this time about energetic kinesiology with my friend Denise. Denise and I met about 3 years ago in an online women's spiritual community. We were really connected, like on the daily through this community for about 18 months. And then in that time period, I started seeing Denise professionally with her energetic kinesiology work. And so I'm excited today to present Denise, who is excited about assisting others to accomplish the things that are truly meaningful to them by facilitating the realignment and the connection of the mind, the heart, the body, and the soul to enhance mental clarity, emotional balance, spiritual insight, resulting in a lot of times release of pain and stress, physical and emotional or relational tension. Denise has educational background in the American College of Neuroenergetic Kinesiology, the Sensory Dynamics Institute, Energy Kinesiology Association, International Quantum University for Integrative Medicine, and certifications from the Empower Life Kinesiology and Neuroenergetic Kinesiology Institute. Woo, that is a mouthful. So we are excited to have her here today to start with part one of our episode. Today, we are going to get into the basics of what energetic kinesiology is and energetic pathways. We're going to talk a little bit about muscle testing, which is one of my favorite topics, and the importance of everybody, all of our children, all of the future generations, all of the existing generations knowing about muscle testing, and effectively her journey to energetic kinesiology in general. So let's get this one going. All right, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Spirituality What? I am here today with my friend Denise, and we are going to dig into exploring spirituality through a very cool thing called energetic kinesiology. But before we dig into that, Denise, could you give us a little bit of an introduction of yourself?
Absolutely. So my name is Denise Scholes. I am the homeschooling mother of four adorable kids, ages 6 to 13. I have written three books. I have co-created an app about the mind-body dictionary, mind-body connection. I'm an energetic kinesiologist where I, it's kind of like a mixture of acupuncture with chakras and meridians and neural pathways and all this amazing tools with muscle testing and different things to connect with what's going on inside people's heart and minds that's creating tension in their bodies and finding peace and alignment in that. And I've been doing that for, well, technically it's been well over 10 years, but in practice about 6 or 7. I adore it. I absolutely adore it. I've used it in my own life. Let's see. That pretty much covers a little round ball of various hats that I wear.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we are very excited to have you on the podcast today. And I am going to start with today the first question that I ask all of the interviewees on this podcast. And that is, what does spirituality mean to you?
So I love that question. And I've thought about it a lot. So hopefully I can really hone in on the essence of what spirituality means to me. So spirituality means to me a deep connection with self, with the earth, and with our spiritual being. So I am a religious person. I am also a spiritual person, and they are not the same thing. You can find plenty of religious people, and in my opinion, they are not spiritual. And, you know, their opinion might be different than mine. but you can also find spiritual people who are not religious. Absolutely. They are not the same thing. And so to me, spirituality is something where we observe the symbols that we see in nature, in our bodies, in numbers, and we observe the meaning, the deeper meaning behind events of life. We connect deeply with the messages that we receive from the animals, the stars, the sun, the moon, and our own inner intuition. And that's probably the core of spirituality to me is our intuition. Because when we connect into our intuition and we believe and we honor and we respect that deep intuition, then that will guide us through our spiritual experience in this human life.
Absolutely. I hear you. And I love that you have a distinction here and you mentioned that you are a religious person and a spiritual person because we do talk about in my kind of very first ruminating episode about the difference that actually was just digging way too far into a Reddit last night about spirituality and religion and the difference there. And so I think that is really
It
important.
is important. It's a valid distinction. It would be amazing if all religious people were spiritual. It would also be amazing if all people who are super into sports were also very spiritual and
Sure,
people who are
yeah, totally.
into, you know what I mean? Like we're humans. It would be amazing if everyone connected into their spirituality.
Yeah,
So, but
totally.
we don't all do that. And that's
Not
people's
yet.
experience. So not
Not
yet.
yet.
That's right.
Not
We're
yet. We're
awakening.
getting there. Yeah, exactly. We're
Yeah.
raising the vibration. We're getting there. So, okay, cool. Well,
Absolutely.
wonderful. So, let's dig in a little bit on energetic kinesiology. So, you briefly barely touched the surface in kind of your introduction. And so, I think it would be useful to lay a foundation of like what is energetic kinesiology? What does that mean? What does that look like? And just kind of give everybody a little bit of a visualization and a picture so that they have some context.
Sure. Okay. So some people are familiar with kinesiology, in the context of physical therapy type of experience.
Yes.
And this is not that. This is different, although there might be some things that are similar or feel similar. I do work with muscles. I help people, use brain integration movements to help connect with their muscles. But so much of the work that I do is based on connecting the energetic pathways.
Okay.
Which may be similar to nervous pathways, but nerves are physical things that we can see and we can observe, and we have light switches and light bulbs and things in our house, and we can observe the cord that connects all the dots.
Exactly.
And energy is something that you can't see with the naked eye quite the same, but it is just as real. And so I help connect those dots. And those energetic pathways have a lot of information to them. They have emotions, they have thoughts, they have memories, they have history. So a lot of times the flow of energy will get cut off by an event that happened in life that was traumatic or stressful or maybe just confusing. Some people I can actually use muscle testing to discover where the stress in that particular energetic pathway originated, and I can find out, oh, this happened age 16, blah blah blah. And sometimes people will be like, that's when so and so died, or that's when I broke up with my boyfriend, or like there's some very significant events that they'll never forget. They're like, that was traumatic. Yes. Other times they don't remember, but it doesn't change that there's some kind of cognitive process that happened that's just the dots aren't connecting.
It's like
And they
stuck.
need to, exactly, in order for the flow to go. I mean, if a beaver is building a dam in your energy field and it's closing off the pathway, and then something relatively insignificant to you, or seemed to be so, happened and it just cut it off. And now your leg is killing you. You can't even move it. Or, you're having a hard time breathing and you don't know why. Or, but over time, this pattern that wasn't super healthy was just building up. And so I find those and I connect the dots, like meridians. For those who don't know what meridians are, they're pathways in the body that specifically connect to organs or energy flows in the body. So, for example, there's one for the lung. And I like to talk about this one because it's pretty simple. It starts here, goes down the arm. Oh, sorry, I say here. It starts in your shoulder and it goes down the arm and reaches your thumb, the outside of your thumb. And that specific pathway will affect your lung. So when my daughter was young, a little baby, I learned was learning first learning about this stuff, and she's 13 now. But when she was just a baby, she was having she would hold her breath. With some babies, that this is a thing that happens. You can Google it and find other. And so they had like suggestions of spraying them in the face, or startling them, or like doing these not so nice things to help them to take a breath. And
Got
that worked for her once, and then after that, it made it worse. Which you
it.
can imagine why it's terribly unpleasant.
Totally,
And so I
yeah.
was like, I need something better. And so it was almost like jump starting a car. Like I put the my fingers on that shoulder point and then the thumb point at the same time. And as soon as I did, it was like jump starting an engine, and she just went, and then I did it on the other side, and it deeply, and it worked 100% of the time. 100%. It
Interesting.
wasn't, yeah. And my son started that pattern when he was a baby too. So we must have had some stress in the home that particularly,
It
caused our
led
baby
to
to have that
that.
particular stuff. But I did that for him, and he did it once, and then I knew what to do because I had done it with his older sister. And he never did it again. It just, oh, okay, that's not how to handle this in this
Got it.
way,
It just fixed the connection right
It
away.
just clean, yeah, exactly. And that's what it is. It's just like cleaning up that wire, making it connect the way it's mis supposed to connect. And
Got it.
sometimes it's complex. Sometimes, it takes some understanding, but these were little babies. They just needed the wire connected. They were, and then they were fine. So
Just had a little
anyway,
frazzled
it's
in
a,
there.
yeah. So I've worked with, hundreds of people, and I have discovered and understood what's going on in their heart, mind, and their bodies, and their minds have connected and transformed. And it's a lovely experience, and it's something to enjoy that I've thoroughly enjoyed for many years now.
Absolutely.
So,
Absolutely. Okay, so two really quick questions before we
sure.
move on to kind of the connection to deeper connection with yourself and
Sure.
spirituality. So these energetic pathways are meridians. Only
That's
meridians,
one form of
or
it.
that's one form. Okay. So
That's
there's
one
other
form of it.
types of energetic pathways, and we all have the
Absolutely.
same energetic pathways.
Just like we all have eyes and ears and noses and hands and feet and legs, we all have the same meridians. We all
Generally,
have the same chakras. We all have the same pathways for emotions and things like that. So neurological pathways, the immune system, all these things, we have the structure to function that. And obviously, the more that we align with our highest selves, I think the more similar but still personal it is, if that makes sense. Because I want to say, like they did an experiment with cats where they fed cats, like a horrible diet for cats, and then and for humans, but a horrible diet, and then they fed cats like the ideal, and they noticed that all the cats developed this similar structure of this lioness look about them that was just beautiful and strong, and they had healthy babies, and all this kind of stuff. And when they were unhealthy, they became kind of crooked and wonky in all these different ways, structurally. And we're like that too in our energy field. And so the more complete and rounded our energy and whole and one our energy field is, the more it's like, oh, there's this structure that is gorgeous and whole and complete. Whereas so many of us walk around fractured because of the traumas of this life that have really just broken us. And so, and that's what we're doing here, right? Is we're talking about how we can create wholeness within ourselves and heal those fractures and connect and fine-tune our awareness to what's going on at those levels, so that we can feed ourselves deeply and nourishingly, spiritually, and in other ways.
So there's a bit of a blueprint that you're working with, and everyone might be like slightly a little bit different, but there's kind of an overall blueprint using these meridians and other pathways as well. Okay, so then you talked about muscle testing. Can you explain what muscle testing is?
Yeah, so if you are not familiar with muscle testing around, there's a lot of ways that you can quote unquote muscle test to identify whether or not there this your question or the thing that you're testing is a stress to you or nurturing to you. So it's not like some people try to use muscle testing like prophecy or like answer the questions of the universe for me, but
Yes,
it's not
which it
like
doesn't work
that.
for
It's no,
that.
that's called intuition. Seek your intuition, seek out your spiritual inspiration, things like that. Muscle testing is great to identify. So, for example, I've taught all my kids how to muscle test. They all know how to do it, and they do it. It's very simple. And there's more advanced ways of doing it too, but I'll start with a simple one. And that is called like a sway test. So, let's say you're at the grocery store and you're buying a thing of strawberries, and you want to know, are these strawberries like, are, does my body embrace, like, are they cool with the strawberries, right?
Right
Like,
now, yeah, in this moment.
is it moldy on the inside, or, you know, that kind of thing. This is great for watermelons and cantaloupe and oranges, things you can't see the inside very easily, you know, because I can look at strawberries. I might actually see the mold, and the way I teach my kids is use all of your senses. But we muscle test too, and so they'll put it on their belly, and then they ground themselves, so they have flat, you know, they flatten their feet and they stand straight, and they put it on their belly, and they see if their body naturally sways towards the strawberries that's on their belly or away from the strawberries that's on their belly. And my kids are really good at it. They can do it. It's very simple. You can do it. We get amazing produce. In fact, the only times that we have gotten produce that we got brought home and was like, dang it, this isn't good, was when we there was one time when I was just in a hurry and I just boom, 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 and got home. I was like, and another time where my husband shopped. And I was like, you didn't muscle test, did you? And he was like, no, I just got it. I was like, can you please do that? Because we just wasted a bunch of money unless we want to like return stuff. So, so it works very well, and it's kind of a nice tool. There's way to do it with your arm, with your leg, with your finger, and that one is a more complicated process that involves a more a deeper understanding. So you can actually define if there's something that creates such an extreme response that you actually go rigid and you're like, I will make it work even if it's hard, you know, so that kind of thing. And then, or if it's like, oh, you can't do this, this is so difficult, you know. And then there's the balanced response, which is sure, whatever, it's fine, cool, I love a strawberry. You know, so and that helps, especially when we delve into some of these more complex issues in our heart and our body and our mind that are sensitive. And sometimes we're just really pushing through hard things, and our body is like, I'm stressed, but I can, but I'm gonna make it happen because it, you know, whatever.
It's
And
life.
then exactly, it's life. And then there's the times where we're at complete burnout. We can't even do it anymore. And so if you can identify what stage you're at, you know whether you need to add more energy to it or if you actually need to relax the energy and balance it out a different way. So that's muscle testing, hopefully, in a nutshell.
I just will add, like, I love muscle testing. I learned about muscle testing. Denise, so we, as I mentioned in the intro, Denise has worked on me a little bit and it's very cool. And I knew about it when she was doing it, but I really learned about muscle testing last year and how to kind of do it for myself. And from my perspective, it's that opportunity to let your intuition or let your like let the truth be known without your brain getting in the way, right? So this way I use the sway test because it's the easiest and it's most reliable for me currently in my sort of state of practice as well. And it's really just like, okay, just forget whatever's going on in your head. Like, just ask your body, ask your energy, ask your higher self, ask like whatever part of that you're asking, is this what I need right now in my life? Like, do I need these strawberries? Are they going to be good? Is this going to satisfy? Like, I've done this for vitamins before. I
Oh,
literally spent
every
like
time.
20 minutes in the vitamin aisle being like, okay, which version of B12 do I need? I have no idea. I don't have time to sit down and do 2 hours of research on all the brands. So I'm just going to muscle
Every
test
time.
every single one of these and figure out which one I need.
Yeah, absolutely. I every time I shop for them, but also every time I take them, I will muscle test. Do I need one? Do I need two? Do I need three? Because, you know, sometimes the bottle will say, you know, three pills, but I only need two. And sometimes it'll say daily, but I need it every other day. Or I need it. I, you know, I'd
Three
be
times a
careful if
day.
it's more, right? I'd be careful if it's more because there's a reason why they put those. And mostly I found them like the what their testing is and what my testing is for my body. A lot of times it's very similar. I rarely test for it to take more. If it tests and it says you need 25, you know, I'm like, ha, funny. How many do I need like this instant, you know, because our body actually can't handle that. But it gives me the it has helped me because it said, oh, you need 25, and I'm like, haha, funny, and I'll just take three then, you know, whatever the bottle says. And then, but what I realized what it was saying is, you need to do this every day. Like, you need to keep up on this, Denise. And that was my body's way of saying, don't forget me. Don't forget my need on this particular thing. So it's very it's an invaluable tool. I mean, I just think one day everybody, you know, my husband, he's has historically been like tiptoes around it, and but he can't help but notice it's very valid. I mean, he picked up a rotten thing of milk one day, and he didn't open it. He thought, well, I'll just, and he put it, kind of close to his belly, and he flew backwards, and he was like, I cannot deny what just happened, and I was like, yes. But he also, in his resistance, he would pick it up, and he would just like it, he would like intuit it or feel it. He was like, no, I can tell, I this is good, and he was on with his
Absorbing,
intuition. But
that's
so you can, there's various ways of connecting and becoming aware of our needs. So
And I agree with sort of something that you like just barely mentioned, which is I think that every single child should be taught this in school because it's so useful. Like it is one of the most useful things. And if you can do it on yourself, then we don't have to teach so many people how to do it on other people because it is a totally additional level of skill. It's a slightly different skill set, but I've tried to do it on my husband before, and it's just really hard. You got to give it a lot more practice. It's like if we could just each teach ourselves how to do this, it
I
would be
agree.
so helpful
I
and
agree. I
allows us to connect
absolutely.
more to our intuition, just in general.
Right. We need it. In fact, I have put out some classes for kids, and that might be one that would totally be, and wouldn't even have to be long. Kids connect into it so quick. They're just like, oh, that makes sense. And
They
then they
just need to
just
know it's
do.
okay, you know, and like that
Right.
this is
This
like a
is
legit
fine.
thing. And, you know, even if somebody tells me that's not how it is, I can trust my intuition. 'Cause I think that's what happens, right? Is like when adults or bigger children are less in tune with intuition and things like this, they put the kibosh on that. How could you know that? And the answer is like, it doesn't really matter. Like if that's their intuition, like it's probably right. Most of the time it is right.
Intuition has a lot more awareness than our mind likes to
Oh,
think it does.
absolutely. Absolutely. A lot more
One of
credit.
the things with kids too is it's really fun because my kids, of course, they still have their desires and their wants and everything. And so it actually is compelling for them to listen deeply to their inner self. They would grab a candy bar and be like, does my body want this? It does. It does. It definitely does. And they'd like fly forward on purpose, like, I definitely want it. See, and they like, it's very obvious they're kids, they're not as sneaky. And so, especially when they were younger, but it was just funny. I was like, oh, that's great. Did you ground yourself? Are you okay with the true answer for your body? And they inevitably would be like, oh, okay, and then they would try it, and then they would get the real answer, and they would actually feel their body,
The
their
difference.
honest body's response to the candy bar. They'd feel their body, and on it, there's a little bit of a sadness to it, because they're like, I want the candy, I want the ice cream, I want the, whatever it is. And there's various, by the way, there are treats out there that are delicious that don't make your body cry,
I
and
just had
so
one today. Yes,
you're
exactly.
right. Yeah, there's more and more people helping to produce those that we can enjoy more of that. But there are things out there, and so when they felt their body's response, they couldn't help but connect and like almost feel that empathy for what they were doing to themselves. Whereas it's too easy to ignore when you're like stimulated in your taste buds, and you're like, oh, this is great. But then on the back end, you're like, ow, and their gut was like, I really don't want that. So it's a beautiful way to help kids and adults connect and have empathy for their bodies or work through the rebellion or whatever level that they're dealing with at the time. So,
Such an amazing level of self-awareness.
yes.
And just listening, because I think the other part is like being self-aware, but then also like listening when that changes or when the decision changes and kind of your body's giving off like a different sign and paying
I'm
attention to
paying
that.
attention. And it would change the world. It really
Oh my
will.
God, I love this.
It
Yes. So we will start a class for children and we will get it into all the schools. No, I'm kidding. It's a little
Amen.
aggressive,
Amen.
but like I definitely will be teaching my kids about muscle testing for sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, so before we again, I have one more quick question before we get into kind of the connection with spirituality, though I think it's obvious to see in some of the places we've discussed already. How did you discover energetic kinesiology? How did you get into this? I know that story, but I think it's very important for the listeners to hear about this because I'd never heard of it before I spoke to you.
Right. So, my uncle is an energetic kinesiologist. He's a neuroenergetic kinesiologist, which is what I do. I went to his school. Everything I know is because he taught me, through his school. But when, so I grew up with it. He's my uncle. He's my dad's brother. And so when we had an emergency, we went to him first. We went to him before we went to the emergency room. And there was, I went through a lot of phases as a kid. When I was really young, they would take me to him and I always felt better. And I just assumed that's how it was for everyone everywhere because you're a kid, you don't know any different. That, you know, if you went to a regular doctor or if you went to any practitioner, like you left the building feeling better than you went in. I didn't learn till later that, you know, a lot they'll give you a pill and they say go take it later and then but you still feel as crappy after leaving the
Or even
building.
worse sometimes, side effects.
Right. Been through something. So yeah, so whenever I went in, I just went as a kid, I went in and I felt better and then I left. Well, when I got into my teenage years, I had friends and people that said, oh, that's bad, that's juju, that's voodoo, that's whatever. And so I got hesitant. I thought, oh, I'm gonna steer clear of it. It's not like it, you know, it's a big deal. But there came a time that something happened that I needed help, and it was my eyes. My eyes were hurting so bad. I had little, it felt like I had a million little needles in both of my eyes, just poke, 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 and it hurt, and I couldn't see. And we piled washcloths on my eyes and ran to my uncle's office. My mom drove me there because I couldn't drive with my arms like that. And I went into his office. He squeezed, you know, he had a full day of clients, but he's like, come on, get in here. Let's help you for a minute. And the first thing out of his mouth was, what is it that you don't want to see? And I was a
Oh,
teenager. Yeah. I was a
I got
teenager.
goosebumps again. What is it that you don't want to
Yep.
see?
I was a teenager. And for the question startled me because I was like, oh, what? How did, what? You know? And then I was like, I know exactly what you're talking about. And I don't want to talk about it. That's what you say when you're a teenager. That's what you
Yes,
do when you're
it
in that mindset and everything. And he said, okay. And then he just supported my body. He just helped the meridians work the way they needed to work. And
is.
he helped the whatever he did. He just do 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 do. And I just laid there and let him help me. And then I opened my eyes. I could see. I had no pain. And I left that
Nice.
building feeling great. And, you know, I had these people in my ear saying, oh, that's evil, that's voodoo, that's bad. And I was like, how could such a good thing come from something bad? That's not how that works.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Yeah. And so
It's
he I
like,
left the building. He said, go eat some carrots, and that was it. And I was better.
yeah, and I think you bring up a really great point as well, which is this healing practice of energetic kinesiology. I don't want to say it's like a shortcut, but it kind of is because you have this opportunity to say, I don't really want to talk about what's going on, but I can still fix my energy pathways. I can still make an actual improvement in my energy body, even if I'm not ready to like just talk about it yet.
And you know, it is important to honor when we're not ready. It is
Absolutely.
important to honor. That's part of that validating, that honoring, that respecting where we're at. And he was so good to do that for me that day. And what ended up happening was because my body and my energy was working so much better, I couldn't help but start to see, symbolically speaking, to what was going on in my life that I really did need to face and make some very important decisions that absolutely shifted the entire trajectory of my life. And so I did. And it took me about a month. And it got so strong in my heart and mind. I needed to go back. And now that I was ready and I needed to actually deal with it. And I went to see him every month for about 6 months. And after that, I was able to deal with it. I was strong enough. And honestly, in those 6 months, we talked very little about it. In fact, it was the sixth session that I finally was strong enough to say, okay, I'm ready
Here's
to
what it
talk about
is.
it. And it was, I mean, it was one of those things that I'm sure he knew the whole time and it was just laughable, like, well, yeah, I know what it is, you know. But I was like, I'm ready to talk about it. And then I cried for the next 3 days, 4 days, 5 week, whatever it was. It was sad. It was hard. But I cried and then I was okay. And I felt better. And I chose what I needed to choose that was right for me.
So what I hear you saying then here is like the energetic kinesiology work works on these pathways and opens things up. And there's both the ability for our physical world to impact these, our emotional world, our energetic world to impact these, but also it goes the other way around. So when the energies are cleared, there's no way it doesn't impact, even kind of maybe in a different way, but it opens up you know, the ability to process these emotions or get through a certain thing or whatever. But it's like you can do something physical or you can do something energetic, but the sort of knock-on effect is that like you're getting this healing kind of from a holistic perspective.
Very holistic. This is not a Band-Aid. This is very real. Yeah, this is not a Band-Aid. And I mean, it's not like I was coping with eye issues for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? It's like, no, this is fine. And so with that experience, just getting back to your question, that was transformative in that particular issue, and which changed the trajectory of my life. But it also was transformative in that I knew for myself, no one else could tell me this is evil, this is bad, this is whatever. I knew for myself, this was something for me. This was something I wanted in my life.
Well, there you have it. Part one of this two-part episode with Denise. Definitely go check out the Mind-Body Dictionary on Amazon. There's a lot of really cool stuff on there. If you're enjoying what you're hearing, please share this podcast with all of your friends. And I wanted to just say thank you, and we will see you next week. Thank you for joining me on today's spirituality what? Adventure. Subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. Visit us on Instagram at spirituality.what to interact, tell us what spirituality means to you, and even provide some of your own personal musings. Human on, you phenomenal spiritual beings.